This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of the Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the president of Cooper Financial Investments, and I want to welcome my co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
I am great. Fantabulous. Having a great time. I just love this time of year, Brad. You know that.
Yes.
The holidays. We're here getting ready for our Christmas week, the week between Christmas and New Year's. We were just talking about that off air, how it's a great time to spend with family and loved ones and get a few days off. It's so nice. And of course, the holiday is so important. And, you know, want to stress the importance of giving as well as receiving, right?
Amen, Tony. Yeah. I agree. My favorite time of the year also, just a time of just giving, spending time with friends and family, and just really for me, and I know I'm speaking for you as well, it's just reflecting on what's important in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and how quickly time goes by. Isn't it amazing that we're already talking Christmas and going into the new year of 2024? Unbelievable how fast this year has gone.
Oh, it flew by. And, you know, like they say, the older you get, the faster time goes. And it's true. This year was like a blink for me anyway. And Brad, I know that you wanted to talk about women's retirement planning needs and how that's unique today. But before we get into that, you know, we're ending 2023 on a pretty strong note as far as the markets are concerned, aren't we?
Absolutely. The markets are looking good, and we're forecasting a good year end in the markets. Now going into 2024, the first quarter, second quarter, maybe a little bit of volatility, ups and downs. Of course, next year we have a major presidential election year, which could be a positive influence, could be a negative on the markets. Time will tell that. So yes, markets are good. And one of the reasons, Tony, I chose the topic of what we're talking about today, that comes close to heart, you know, women's retirement planning needs, because unfortunately it's not the same. And the goals and the objectives and the risk tolerance of men versus women is different. Unfortunately, Tony, in the last 4 years or so, we have lost to death about 24 of our clients / friends, which is sad. But as we age, you know, our health is going to deteriorate and eventually we're going to die. But when going through the process with a widow or widower, you know, it just reminds me how serious of what we do is so important. And what I've seen, just because of maybe our parent and our grandparent generation is a different generation, where the majority of the time, I would say at least 80, 90% of the time or more, the man took care of the finances. But out of the 24 clients that have passed away, Tony, about 85% of that 24 has been husbands of the wives.
Yeah, the wives seem to outlive the men, don't they?
Yes, and I know nationally, and I think even globally, that's statistics will show that us husbands will die first. And I'm sure, you know, off the show, we could have many different theories on why that happens, but we won't go into that of being married as long as I have to my wife and you, your wife. But but that's just the way it works out in today's, you know, world. So the planning process and making sure that as a woman, you're getting the right financial advice and doing things properly is so important. And as I was going through and preparing for this show, studies have shown, you know, there's a big difference between men and women and how women plan, which is much differently, whether you're married or whether you're single or a widow or a widower.
Sure. And obviously, with women living, I think the stats show up to 6 years longer than men. They outlive men. So with women living longer than men, typically, not in every instance, right, but typically, that puts an extra burden on them, and their financial needs are different. Women have different financial needs, and that's one of them, is preparing for a longer time in retirement, which means you need even a better plan. You need to make your money last longer, right?
Absolutely. You know, the flaw that I used to see quite often, it's getting a little bit better now with the majority of financial planners, is when you're putting together a financial plan for a husband and wife, usually it's, in a lot of cases, based on life expectancy. But what happens if you live past the time that you're supposed to die? A lot of our clients are mid 80s, upper 80s. My oldest clients are 96 and 90 years of age. So we are living longer. And here's the facts and statistics that I think right now, and I forget which study, I think Fidelity did this study a few years ago. They basically said that over 75% of widows or widowers will end up in poverty because the right financial planning and income planning was not done properly. Let me give you an example, Tony, of what I read in this study. They said, take a husband and wife that retired in their 60s. Husband had a big pension. Then the husband had Social Security. The wife had Social Security. So maybe their total household income was, let's call it $10,000 a month. But then later on in life, retirement's good. Husband dies. And what they discovered, and I've seen this too in my practice, the husband, when they set up their pension plan, they set up a single pension payout, not a joint survivorship. What that means is the pension will pay out as long as the husband's living, but stops when the husband dies. So not only in this example, $10,000 in total income, let's say $5,000 with the pension, that's gone. Then that leaves two Social Security checks. Let's call that $3,000 and $2,000. So the widow keeps the higher of the two Social Security checks, which is $3,000, but she just took a 70% reduction in monthly income, went from $10,000 down to $3,000. And that's just one of many examples that really changed the lifestyle, or maybe put a widow or widower in poverty in that case.
That's so sad. You don't want to see that happen. And I know that things happen the longer you live. Healthcare costs are a big part of that. Long-term care costs. The spend down is so quick, even if you have some money saved. So you need to plan for these types of things ahead of time, don't you, Brad?
Absolutely. And with the proper planning, the proper advice, and that's finding, and I was reminded that of this past week. I had several meetings, Tony, that as I was going through our holistic financial planning process and all the risk that are out there, there's many risks, from market risk, taxes, long-term care. It just amazes me that the majority of our industry, whether you're financial planners, whether you're CPAs, attorneys, the majority of our industry doesn't take the time to address all these risks and properly prepare that person for retirement, and whatever happens throughout retirement life, the trials and tribulations, the sicknesses, the deaths, and preparing for all those in advance. And you definitely want to work with a financial planner that understands holistic financial planning and that will address every risk that there is out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that's one thing you do as a holistic planner and a fiduciary, looking out for your client's best interest. You look at the big picture and the long-term picture. You look at things like longevity and what type of longevity they have in their family and what their plans and goals are, when their goal is to retire, where they're at financially, when they will be able to retire, these types of things. And then factor in, like we said, factor in what their Social Security will be and what their health costs may be. And I know that it's so important to have a written plan And when people leave your office after a couple of sit downs that there's no charge for, they come away with an actual written plan that shows them what to do, right?
Absolutely, Tony. And that's so vital, so important to make sure you have that plan. I call it, you know, a GPS. It's going to give you the directions to take. And when you do come to the bumps in the road and the potholes, you're going to be able to go around them or overcome those with the proper planning. And it's not rocket science. It's common sense money principles, yeah, which is not being taught really that often that I'm aware of in our society today, which is unfortunate. And another sad statistic, I think this came from morganstanley.com, Tony, women have less money for retirement because of the wage gap and because they are more likely to take career breaks. And I see that with my own family, with my wife, my mom, my mother-in-law, and just that generation, our parent and grandparent generation, where maybe there's a lot of homemakers, which right there is priceless. And that, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, but when you go years without making money, paying that into Social Security, and then I still believe there's discrimination in today's world with men and women as far as their salaries,
sure,
and not being paid equally in some industries.
It so still that's happens.
It's another area that women have to try to overcome to play catch up, you know, when they do get closer to retirement.
Yeah. Well, and you make a great point, because women typically, and now we're not trying to stereotype, but women typically do take time off, obviously, to have a family. If they have children, they take time off to have the children. And then a lot of women, even today, career women, take time off or pause their careers to raise their children. And in doing so, especially during their higher earning years, they miss out on contributing to Social Security during their highest earning years, which is why the majority of women have a lower Social Security amount once they retire, once they file, than men, right? Typically, women's Social Security amounts are less than men if they took time off during their working years to have children and to raise children, correct?
I've seen that just in my own practice the last several years. That's about 98%, maybe 99% of the time I see where the husband's, you know, Social Security check is bigger. And, you know, and hats off, applauds to all the women out there that have done that. I mean, I know, just reflecting back, my girls are in their 20s now and out of the house. However, what a sacrifice it was for several years for my wife and I to do that. And I wouldn't trade that for, you know, a single dollar.
Sacrifice. Yeah. And me both. The same with my wife. And she's had a great career and always worked full time, except she did take time off, you know, for the children. And I think that's really important. However, you do have to make up for that in the financial planning area. And that's why it's so important for couples. A lot of times men or couples with their Social Security, when they file, how they file, or a pension, if they have one, they make a mistake that leaves the wife in a bad situation if the husband should pass away first, which we talked about typically happens. In the majority of cases, the men pass away first. And if they don't have a pension that covers the wife after they're gone, or the man didn't let his Social Security roll up enough, then the wife is stuck with so much less to live on. And I think that's why that statistic you shared earlier about a lot of people in retirement, especially women, ending up in poverty. Well, hey, before we move on, Brad, let's let our listeners know how they can set up that no charge consultation, no obligation, with you and your team there at Cooper Financial. All they have to do is call in, say they heard about it on the radio, and set that up. And again, there's no cost or obligation to that initial consultation, correct?
Yes, and absolutely, which I would encourage, because anytime we meet with a person the first time, basically it's usually over a cup of coffee and just answering questions, providing education and information. And if that's all you want, we shake hands, part ways, that's fine. There's no cost for that. But I would encourage you to become more educated. Find out what's out there that you may not know, or maybe what you're not told as well.
Right.
But you can do that through two different ways. Whatever's the most easiest for you, you can go to our website, financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. You can fill out information, request a consultation from one of our financial professionals, or you can call our office directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that number is 520-543-8345. And we'd love just to sit down and visit with you. And we call that a value-based discussion, just to empower you with more knowledge in what's out there that you may not be aware of.
Right. Right. And I think that's so, so important. And again, the number 520-543-8345. And if you give them a call, they'll run some reports at no cost, get to know you and talk about where you're at and where you might be headed and some changes you might want to make. Now, Brad, my first question, getting back to our topic,
yes,
and that is retirement challenges and financial planning challenges for women that are unique to women. What are some, we've talked about some of the challenges. What are some things that women can do to overcome these?
You know, there's an article from annuity.org, steps that women should take. And number one, it's learn more about finances. What did I just say? Knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And like I've shared many different times on this show, in my previous life, I was not in the financial service business. My degree's not in finance. And I realized real quick, this is not rocket science information. So find an advisor, find a planner that's going to take the time to empower you with knowledge. Another is for sure, participate in a retirement plan. If you're working, if they have a 401k, contribute to that, especially if they're matching. If they have a 401k Roth, even better. Contribute to that and maximize as much as you can in that plan, because time is the only thing we have to accumulate the wealth we need. And just to give you a little bit of hope, if we have any listeners, you know, Tony, that maybe are in their 40s or 50s and they're, you know, 5, 10, 15 years away or more from retirement, you may be listening feeling discouraged. Well, don't, because here's what I discovered just in the last 10 years with a lot of our clients that are now in their 60s and 70s, the majority accumulated the majority of their wealth in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And if you want to know why, I mean, this ties into you and I, Tony. In our younger years, we're working hard. We have mortgages. We have children. We have children's expenses and more children's expenses. Then right. We have college. And then a lot of money is going out in those younger years. And then we hit, you know, close to 50 or in our 50s and say, oh my gosh, wow, I need to catch up. That's why there's catch up provisions with 401ks, right, and IRAs and Roth IRAs, which you can even contribute more if you're over the age of 50. So definitely contribute to a retirement plan and make that a priority. Once you get started, it's on autopilot. One of the reasons why they take money out of your check at work or out of your account directly, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to make planning a priority. And also another thing people should probably do, Brad, and you've mentioned this on past shows, is make sure you're communicating and going through the process with your spouse or, you know, your significant other, correct?
You're right, Tony. And I was just reminded again twice this past week as I'm meeting with, you know, couples, and these two couples were in their 70s, and the wife, unfortunately, did not know anything. She just trusted, which, you know, that's more and more common. Her husband has done a wonderful job the last 40, 50 years. They've got plenty of money, but we take it a step further. What's going to happen if the husband dies first? You know, let's get you up to speed. We don't expect you to be an expert in this, but at least understand the basics. Then if something happens, we spend a lot of time, Tony, with widows and even widowers. When they lose a spouse, we sit down with them. Normally our CPA, our attorneys and their family members are all together in our office, and we're holding their hands, walking them through the process. But there's so many things you can do in advance. Be proactive and prepare and plan, because we know it's going to happen. And it's like we said earlier, Tony, time flies so fast.
Yeah.
And before you know it, we go from 30 to 80, and we realize what happened to the last 50 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it goes by so fast. Now, what are some things we can do now to protect the surviving spouse, whichever spouse lives longer? What can be done, especially if that's the woman, what can be done to protect the surviving spouse?
You know, there's several different things. Number one, being proactive, working with a financial service professional who understands, embraces holistic financial planning and providing you knowledge, being patient enough to visit with you, whether it's 1, 2, 5, or 10 times even. That's the first step. But here's a list of things that I would recommend. Number one, if you're just wondering where to get started, you know, we're coming up to Christmas, the new year. It seems like January every year, life gets crazy. Our business is probably the busiest the first quarter of each year. The reason why is everyone's wanting to get organized. Everyone's wanting to get their taxes together.
They're setting goals. They're making New Year's resolutions, right? That's when we set the goals, is at the beginning of the year, right?
You know, so true. And so first step is, gather up all your recent financial paperwork. You know, that's probably the first thing I would recommend, whether it's brokerage statements, IRAs, tax returns, bank statements, anything to do that you, if you're married and your spouse, get all that together in an organized manner and make a must-call list, which means that what happens if we both die? What happens if the wife dies first, the husband dies first, you know, who should we call first? I have all of our clients, Tony, you know, have a list. You know, if something happens, you call our office first. We'll get the attorney involved, the CPA involved, the children involved, but have that must call list, because there's so many important things you have to do when that time comes.
Yeah.
Here's another big thing, which we don't think about too much, is whether the wife or the husband keeps track of everything. Nowadays, we live off computers and cell phones, smartphones. We have 5,000 different websites, maybe not that much, to go to.
It seems that way sometimes. Yeah, but probably more.
Share passwords.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, but share passwords with your spouse and keep those updated, because most websites today, just because of security reasons, which I'm glad they do this, they make you change your password every 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, whether it's brokerage accounts, bank accounts, Facebook, other sites, if a husband dies and the wife is trying to get access to some of his accounts, she may run into roadblocks because of that. So share passwords and make sure you keep that updated list.
Yeah, that's huge.
So we talked about this about a week or two ago, Tony, but update beneficiaries.
Oh, yeah.
Do a beneficiary audit. Make sure your beneficiaries are updated. Check credit cards. Make sure you don't have any surprise charges on there by year end, annual credit card charges, and keep those up to date and paid, which seems like a small thing, but very important. A few other things as we're running close to the end of the show, set up advanced directives. That's part of your estate plan. What happens if you're in the hospital? You know, are your power of attorneys updated? Right. What if you're on life support? Do you want to continue to be on life support for the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years? Various options there. Designate a money person. And that's normally one of the power of attorneys that you have for financial decisions. Make sure you are confident in that person. Most cases we see, Tony, is a son or a daughter. But make sure that person is a good money person who's going to manage things for you in case you can't make those decisions. Discuss funeral plans, review and update trust and wills, and learn just, you know, and get a good idea of your entire financial plan and where things are just in case that does happen, which it seems like it happens always at the worst time, and it's always unexpected.
Yeah. Brad, great topic today. And we want to make sure we empower the women out there in our listening Absolutely. Audience and who you work with and meet with to make sure they have financial longevity as well as health longevity, right?
That's right. And you mentioned a very powerful phrase, empowering women. We have many different resources, which if you call our office, we sit down with you, we'll provide all these resources that will empower you with what to do now, what happens and what you do during the death of a spouse.
Sure.
What do you do after the fact? So I can tell you what that does. It gives me peace of mind doing the planning for my family and helps me sleep better at night.
Excellent. Well, how can our listeners get a hold of you before we go? Let them know.
Yes. You can call our office at 520-543-8345, or you can visit our website at financialarmorshow.com. And we'll provide you with many resources and education and wisdom and knowledge.
All right. Thank you so much, Brad. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.